Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I just saw the video on NFL. I didn't get to watch it yet, but have you started thinking about your career after this year?
Of course. Something you always think about throughout your career. I knew coming into this year that it probably would be the last year, and I think our approach was as a family, we're fortunate to come and play for another year, definitely, but you kind of know. You hope you get to exit on your own terms. You hope you get to exit with a great win, and it's been great to be a part of this team and have this sort of winning at this point in my career. But the injuries add up. The body struggles more and more, and it becomes evident that it's time. And I think and it's always a very hard thing, but my mentality this year has definitely been to perform the best of my ability, to fight through different things, and you get different setbacks. But with our family, my wife and kids, we've definitely decided that this is the last one.
What is the next chapter hold? Do you have any plans? Or
I don't know for sure. I mean, I think that's the exciting part about it. Also, the scary part of it for all of us whenever we go through this sort of a transition. And again, you just don't know what doors are going to open and what's going to close. I mean, I would have never thought that I would be here. God saw it fit for me to play another year and to be a part of this community and this city and this team. And I do know that whenever there seems to be an unknown, he continues to open a door that we may not have expected. And so while I do know that this chapter, this long chapter, is coming to a close, I'm excited for what's going to happen, but I don't know quite exactly what that's going to be.
Ben, so you had a pretty good idea, or you knew for a fact all year long this was going to be your last?
Yeah, definitely.
How special is it that you guys
It's been special, and it's not over yet. We were just talking amongst ourselves just the fact that so many teams right now are preparing for what's definitely going to be their last game. You've got guys around the league who may never play again, whether they're in their fifth year or whether they're in their 15th year. This week coming up will be their last time. They're going to clean their locker out. For us, we know we have a couple more games, at least one more game, hopefully three more games after this one. And so that's a great place to be. A lot of guys play for a very long time but don't have that opportunity. So it's definitely something to cherish. And sometimes it's hard while you're in the midst of it to really cherish that sort of thing. But once you've played and you've seen the ebbs and flows of football and how, playing playoff football is not guaranteed for anybody. You can go a whole career and have a Hall of Fame career and never play in a playoff game. And so it is special. To have this sort of year it was my last year.
And then to have the time you had with both Tom Brady and Drew Brees, mm-hmm. Yeah. you sometimes consider yourself a rare part of history.
Well, I tell those guys, y'all are going to, if I go into what you all are doing and try to do some TV or some broadcasting, I always have something to talk about because you guys have made that for me because of your play. But it's been pretty incredible to play with that caliber of quarterbacks. And I think about all the guys that, I've been able to play with over my career. But again, it's one of those things. You have, injuries and, stuff happens to your body and you bounce back. And then the bounce back just isn't quite the same. And you realize that anytime you go on the field that you're able to walk off, it's special. And it is something to be thankful for. But at the same time, you can't keep walking on and off the field every single time. Football is 100% injury sport. And, at some point in time, it's going to happen. So I'm fortunate to be able to still go out considering some of the things that have happened this year and in the past.
Well, it'd be nice, with your wife pregnant, not having to worry about training camp or missing whatever.
Yes, that too. She's due in May. The babies will probably come around April. And it's going to be a crazy house with the five that we already have. And so there's going to be, probably a move there. But to be able to be home and to be able to focus solely on that is going to be good for all of us, definitely.
I know it's early to reflect, Ben, but what are some of your fondest memories, or what are you going to kind of remember the most about your time?
Draft day, is always special. You just never know what's going to happen. We were joking about my draft picture earlier, because my suit, you could probably make two suits out of how big my suit was. That was a special time, you know, going to Super Bowls and playing in AFC championships, you know, coming here. And really, I think probably the thing I'll cherish the most is, outside of being in the locker room and, you know, we baptized guys in the rehab pool, Luke McCown and myself a few years ago, and those things stick out. But being selected a captain of the team, you know, a few years ago when I was here, I think was really probably a highlight, definitely, of my career, to wear that C and to wear it here in the city.
What do you think your legacy is, though? I mean, just all the off field stuff that you've, you know, helped with, and, you know, just, you know, leading the coalition, whatever. What do you want your legacy to be?
I hope my legacy is that I tried to make every place better that I went to, and that I grew as a player, and as an advocate, and as a citizen, as my time went on and as my family grew. I want people to be drawn and to look at the Lord when I do certain things. You know, the Bible talks about reflecting His glory and talks about pointing people to Him because of your good works. And though I'm a very selfish person and I'm all those things, my goal is always to be able to point people to Him and not to myself, even though it's a struggle. I'm human like anybody else. You know, I wanted to be somebody that stood for justice. And that comes in all forms. It comes in the form of what we talk about when we talk about social justice or criminal justice. It comes in the form of standing for life in the womb. It comes in the form of standing for those who are sex trafficked, or people who are refugees, or whether you're wealthy or poor, treating everybody with equity, treating everybody right. You know, I want my legacy to be somebody who loved his wife, and somebody who loved his kids and tried to lead his family and encourage other guys that they have what it takes to be the men that they're called to be, understanding that manhood and fatherhood, and whether you had a dad or not, those things are very, very important, having those conversations. So those are, and I want to be somebody that's meant to be reliable, a guy that, you know, a coach could count on, you know, a guy that when they put him out there, he did his job. Whether it was with flash or without flash, he could be reliable and be dependable on the field.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.